You know, online hypnotherapy sessions are fantastic. And I am really a convert of these sessions. Hello, my name is Sabina Jennings. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have been a practitioner for some 20 years. And I'm very used to seeing clients on a one-to-one basis in my clinic. And recently, I am specializing with my hypnotherapy in doing online sessions and have found them incredibly valuable. But there are a few things that you need to get in place as a client because you need to get the very best out of the session. So I'd just like to run through a few points with you. The first is, and I know you're going to say this sounds very obvious, but you do need a very good internet connection. You know, it's really awful if you've got somebody, a client, who is really pouring their heart out, trying to explain a very emotional part of their life, or they're in the middle of hypnosis and the internet drops. That really is very disruptive, and unsettling. So if you can get a very good internet connection, that is key to a good session. The other points that are key is that you need to have somewhere quiet, somewhere that you're not going to be disturbed or interrupted, either in your home, in your office, and you need to have a very comfortable chair or settee and be nice and warm. And you can then have the monitor, the computer, or whatever you're using, and it needs to show me your head and your shoulders so that I can see how you're responding to the hypnosis, and also so that we can have an enjoyable interaction and conversation. Now, some people ask whether they should wear a headset. The headsets do make it quite private, in the sense that if there is anybody listening, they can't actually hear what I'm saying. So that's privacy is assured from my end to the client. And also, when the client is in hypnosis, they feel more immersed in the hypnosis when they've got headsets, but it is very much up to the client. Prior to having a consultation online, just prepare yourself a few moments to get settled in, nice and comfortable, and so that your mind is nice and relaxed, ready for the session. You've set this time aside for the session, so this helps to make it particularly special if you're nice and prepared. Also, what is very good is after the session to ensure that you just give yourself a little moment of reflection, just to regroup, know where you're going, focus on your end goal, know what you want from your life, and reflect on what's happened in the session itself and what the hypnosis has been. And that just helps cement what's been done in the subconscious mind. So just give yourself a little bit of time. Now, if you are considering online hypnotherapy and you found this recording useful, and I'm delighted with that. If you've got any questions and you have a few concerns, just drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much. Bye bye.